Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. Right, this is your host, Luneed Lewis, and today I have the privilege of talking to Miranda Bird. Miranda is a creative artist. She's a painter. She is holistic, and her artwork is spectacular. And so today I bring her on to share her story on inspiration, to share her story, how she started her own business, and what drives her on a daily basis. And of course, as you know it, she is going to cover her best morning routine ever and the effect it has on her life, on her work, on her creativity, and also her lovely dog. And so, Miranda, I welcome you to the show. Hi.
Hi, how are you? I'm doing really well this morning, and I'm really looking forward to sharing my work, and I'm really looking forward to sharing my morning routine because it is an enabler for my business.
I am so happy to have you here. Go ahead. Let's get right into it. Tell the audience something they wouldn't know about you.
That's a good question. So everybody does know, anyone that follows me knows I have a dog, but they wouldn't know that I've never been a morning person before. I have only been a morning person for about 8 months. And prior to that, I couldn't wake up in the morning to save my life. I would struggle with my alarm clock. I struggled going to bed. So I dreaded every single morning. And about 8 months ago, I started seeing a therapist and things just drastically changed in my life. And all of a sudden, I became a morning person. And man, it's such a drastic change for me. And everybody that knows me is so impressed by the work that I've done to become this morning person. It's really fueled my life. So that is one thing most people don't know about me now, is that I actually used to hate every morning. But we're in a much better place with our mornings today.
Fantastic. I am happy to hear that. Let's get into what is your work.
So I am an artist. I am mostly an abstract artist, though sometimes I do a little bit of landscape artwork. I kind of work mostly with wet mediums. So I like to use acrylic inks. I like to use watercolor. I like to use alcohol inks. And I'll try to use a lot of mixed media. So I like to play around with things and try mixing things that you don't necessarily mix together normally. So this morning I created a piece using three mediums that you would normally never use together. So that's one of the things, is I try to push the boundaries with my artwork and see if I can create with really unique types of paints. I just do abstract work and a little bit of landscape work. And if you follow my art page, you will see some really interesting growth over the last year and a half of where my art has changed every few months.
Yes. And I think I saw that you started painting. You said you started painting bigger frames, bigger pictures now.
Yes, I am doing bigger pictures now. I started out doing really small things. I was very intimidated by doing larger works, but I've started branching out into some bigger pieces. And I'm actually really looking forward to doing a very large, like 22 by 30 inch piece. That would be a nude abstract that I'm really looking forward to. It was commissioned by a friend of the family. So that's going to be my biggest piece to date.
Oh, very nice. And we can find your work, of course, at the website, which we'll talk about later on the show. Now, I know it's not easy being creative and being an artist. What can you share with us and the audience about, one, your painting style, and how do you get inspired to create?
That is actually a really good question. So I am inspired by a couple of different things. First of all, I'm inspired by my dog. who kind of gave me my life back. Once I got her, my life changed. So I'm very inspired by her and the feelings that she brings up in me. But I'm also inspired by the outdoors. I spend a lot of time backpacking and car camping. And so I get to see, I've started road tripping and seeing different parts of our country. And I have been so inspired by the landscapes and the terrain and the geography and just the colors that are in nature. They make me so happy and they give me so much life that I try very hard to bring that into my artwork. So I'm very inspired by the outdoors and by nature. And I'm always looking for ways to convey my experiences in the outdoors with people through my artwork.
And I can see that through your paintings. Because I took a look and saw there was a lot of green. There's a lot of brownish and solid colors that you mixed in.
Yes, I do like to use a lot of very natural colors, though you will see quite a bit of purple and pink in there because I do have a fondness for both of those colors. And I like to splash them in with my neutral colors as well.
Yeah. And nature is your muse. Now, what about others? What can you tell others on how, if they cannot get the juices flowing, what are the tips that they can take? And you can incorporate your morning routine or habits that you have to actually get you going to start being creative.
Well, I do all of my painting for the most part in the mornings, actually. So I wake up every day and the first thing I do after I pet my dog for a little while, because that's our very first thing to do in the morning, is I have some coffee, I meditate, and I've found that meditation has really bolstered my creativity. With meditation, it's giving yourself time to just sit with your own thoughts. And I find that that quiet time inspires a lot of creativity for me. I use guided meditation using the Calm app, and I'm a really big fan of it because it's guided. You only have a couple of minutes at a time where you're actually sitting in silence, so it's a little bit easier for beginners. But I found that the meditation has helped me, it's helped open my mind up. So I feel like I see everything in a more colorful way. So I think that meditating is a great way to inspire creativity. I also think you should find creativity in the things around you. So what is it that inspired you to start creating in the first place? For me, what inspired me was needing to heal. And so for me, some of the painting that I do is just it's just putting color on paper so I can get those emotions out. So sometimes I find just doing some really messy, no purpose intended artwork is the greatest way to inspire creativity. Just throw some colors on paper. Don't make a plan with it. Just sit down and do some art for the sake of creating. And you will find that that will lead into so much more creativity.
Yeah, well put. So it's petting your dog first thing in the morning and getting that human, just that connectiveness, just connecting and bonding.
Yes, I call it the oxytocin high. So we do our ear scritches. So I just scratch behind her ears for a really long time and we have a very long moment of eye contact. But it's a very social bonding experience. And the experience starts my day off with kind of like a burst of love, I guess you could say. And I try to keep that feeling throughout the day. It kind of sounds a little bit hokey to say that I carry love throughout my day, but I do try to carry love and kindness throughout my day. And it starts with that bonding time with my dog in the morning.
So many people would love to start their day with love. I know the need to start with gratitude. It's comparable. You get up and you smile. You smile because it releases serotonin, it releases happy hormones in your brain so you can actually begin to feel that and carry it with you throughout the day. And there's that need to say thank you, be grateful for what you have and what is in your life that doesn't cost much. Like that bond with you and the dog is just that gratefulness and you start attracting that more. So absolutely, I agree with you. It is carrying that burst of love with you throughout the day, which actually helps you interact with others.
It's exactly what it is. It's it helps start my interaction with people off at a good level. So I start off with a positive interaction and I carry that throughout my day. And there is honestly not much better than that.
Yep, I'm actually in the market shopping for a dog, and I'm looking forward to experiencing that bond and that healing, that therapeutic healing that you mentioned that comes from that that touch.
Yeah, that is so exciting. I definitely encourage people to get pets when they're ready. I hadn't ever owned a pet before since I was a kid. So getting her was a very new experience for me, but it's honestly changed my life so much for the better.
I believe you. You mentioned therapy and needing to heal and how your dog has been therapeutic in that sense. Share with us, what is this story? How did that the beginning of that story lead to who you are now?
Okay, so I got my dog about a year and a half ago, and after I got her, I started being more present in my life. And when I started being more present in my life, I realized I had really big time gaps. And so I started reaching out to people to see what was going on. And it turns out I was having some dissociative episodes that were stemming from some childhood trauma. So I had, so once I realized that I was having these gaps in time where I couldn't remember what I was doing, or I couldn't remember if I had done things, I kind of got a little bit scared, to be honest, and realized though that I needed help. So I started first seeing a psychiatrist because the symptoms I had were a little bit scary, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, if medications were necessary, we wanted to get started on those quickly. And they were, and I'm okay with that. So I started seeing a psychiatrist, but then shortly after that, I started seeing a therapist. And seeing a therapist has been one of the most positive choices that I've made in my life. She has given me tools to enable me in the mornings. She's given me tools to enable me throughout the day. She's the one who encouraged me to set up a morning routine, and I cannot express enough how grateful I am to have my therapist. So for me, it's the dog got me to the point where I realized I was having all of these anxiety and depression issues, and I wouldn't have realized that otherwise. So she kind of is a good, she's a good indicator for my emotions. So if I'm having a rough day, she's also having a rough day. But if I'm having a good day, she's also having a good day. So I can tell how I'm doing by how my dog is doing.
Wow, that is fantastic that the dog has such a great impact in your healing. And it's interesting, you started seeing, you were more present because you were more aware of you, the being, and being still. You realized that there was a gap of time. There were things that were occurring and you didn't recall. You had no memory of them. What are some of the symptoms?
So some of the symptoms I was dealing with, I wasn't sleeping well at all, which was actually what was stemming the time gaps. So I wasn't sleeping in the evenings. I wasn't sleeping well throughout the night. I would take a really long time to fall asleep, and then I would stay awake and, you know, maybe get less than 4 hours of sleep a night in most cases. And then with the dissociation, it was just I would start driving to work, or I would get ready for work and wouldn't even remember any of getting ready for work. I wouldn't remember getting to work. And so some of the symptoms were really they were really kind of scary to me. I also was dealing with some depression. So and not the kind of depression where I felt suicidal, but the kind of depression where I wasn't fully engaged in my life. So I wasn't doing the things that were making me happy. And then I was also suffering from a lot of anxiety. So I just felt like I was on edge and angry all of the time. And now that I'm on a little bit of medication and my sleep schedule is regulated and I see a therapist, now I go to bed early and I wake up early. We wake up between 5 and 6 every morning. And that's something new to me because I normally didn't wake up until like 10 o'clock in the mornings.
And you were sleeping later, I'm sure.
Yes, it was really hard for me to get to bed later. I would wake up later. Just in general, my whole schedule was off. But now I can go to bed early and I can wake up early and I have a full day.
Now that you've gone through this story that's remarkably changed your life and you needed that awareness that like shook you up and woke you up to realize that something was wrong and you were going the wrong direction and needed to make a change and make a change ASAP, what can you tell our listeners about overcoming such a illness, overcoming such and just not knowing something's wrong, but yet not feeling quite optimum?
So when you first start realizing that something is wrong, it will be scary and you will wonder if you'll wonder what's wrong with you. And the first thing I can say is to reach out to your support group. Reach out to your friends and family and ask what they've noticed. Ask them if they've noticed any changes in you. Ask if they've noticed anything different and just see what kind of feedback you get. When I started engaging with my friends and family about how I realized my situation, how I needed to be more aware, I started getting feedback that made me realize that I really did need help. And I didn't recognize that because nobody was going to say that if I didn't ask for it. So I asked for the help from my friends and family, and I actually had an aunt that reached out and encouraged me to see a therapist. And if she hadn't encouraged me to see a doctor, I have no idea where I would be right now. So I would say to your listeners to just start by reaching out to your support group and see where you stand and see what they have to say. And I think that will help you guide the path of what you want to do. I highly recommend therapy to people. My experience in therapy has just been life-changing. And I joke a lot that everybody should go through therapy at least once in their life. But I'm also not really joking about that because it's been such a transformational experience for me. So I would really encourage you to reach out to your support group and then start talking to somebody. If you're scared to go and meet with someone in person, there are plenty of online ways that you can meet with therapists these days. You can meet with them on your phone even. You can just have a phone call. So I highly recommend reaching out to someone like that and just talking and see where you stand. And if you talk to a therapist, they might recommend that you see a psychiatrist. They might recommend that you find a local therapist to see. But they might also recommend self-care. I'm a really big fan of self-care. And that's what my morning routine basically is six steps of self-care.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. And also to debunk the stigma that, you know, seeking help or reaching out to a supportive group is taboo. Because we live in a world where we are a holistic being. We're not just physical. We're mental. We're spiritual. And we need all that in healing. We need to be able to group the three and make sure we're all healthy in all aspects.
You are absolutely right. We do need to get past the mental health stigma. And everybody that needs help should be able to seek it without being scared of getting help.
For sure. Thank you for sharing, and our listeners will be grateful to hear the tips from you and from your background and being able to triumph and overcome it. And you find healing through painting. You find healing through meditating. And I love that you said to induce creativity, just find it around you. Start meditating and visualizing, and the juices will flow.
They will flow.
I listened to Dr. Lappin, and he talked about how to get creativity. And the first thing he says is turn off the TV. Clear your mind. Make room. Be still. Be quiet. And it will listen, because we're so distracted. Social media just grabs our attention. Not just that. Even our friends and family just working. Such a busy life that we don't have a quiet moment to ourselves. And because of that, there's no channel. There's no funnel for it to flow. And so I love you said to meditate and sit down with your thoughts and do guided meditation and listen, because that's going to bring in the creativity. That's going to help you find the purpose as well. And it sounds like you have found it. You love what you do, and you create beautiful work.
I appreciate that very much. I do love what I do, and I love that I have made time for myself to do it. I didn't create art before I got a dog. I didn't meditate before I got a dog. I didn't do any of those things. So now I do all of these things, and all of them inspire my creativity, and they all make me want to get up every morning. I genuinely look forward to waking up every day.
Because you have a purpose.
I do. I have a purpose.
And that's what happens when you have a purpose.
You are right.
You don't hit the snooze. You don't hate your job. You don't want to do, you're not doing anything you don't want to do. And that's my goal and dream for everyone, is to find that purpose, because your work actually serves other people.
And yes.
Finding a purpose is serving other people. So go ahead and elaborate on that thought for a second.
So I do believe in serving other people, and I create art that I hope will help other people, even if they don't want to buy my art. I'm hoping it inspires people to create, just because I find creative play to be so important.
Exactly. You talked about the six steps you take to get your morning to be healthy. I got two of them. Pet your dog. Get that high first in the morning. Meditation, sitting down and doing my guided meditation. What else do you do?
So the order of things is usually pet the dog. And then the next thing I do is make coffee, because I am a coffee person and I want my coffee in the mornings. So I usually have my coffee and meditate kind of at the same time, which true meditation practitioners would tell you not to do that. But I say that your practice is your practice, and to make it your own. And if you want to have your coffee while you're sitting and listening to a meditation, then have your coffee while you're sitting and listening. So I meditate, and then I get up, and the next thing I do is start painting. So every morning I paint right after I meditate, just because I find that to be when I have the most clear thought processes. I'm not overwhelmed with the day's work or anything at that point. After I do a little painting, then we go and take a nice long walk with the dog. I take a walk around the apartment complex. We do a little sniffing around, flooring in general. And by the time I get back and get done with that, I've listened to music in the mornings. I've done my meditation. I've done some painting, and I'm ready to get dressed for work by that point. So my morning is basically pet the dog, coffee, meditate, and then paint every morning. And there's usually some music with the painting. And those all to me are self-care things. But
and you incorporate the walking with the dog is moving the body. There is the need to move early on in the morning to get blood circulating throughout the body.
Exactly. Yes. Moving first in the morning, also trying to drink some water first thing in the morning. I'm a big advocate for having water right out of the gate when I wake up. So I try really hard to get movement into the morning. If I have time to work in some yoga, I will work in some yoga as well. But I don't do that every morning, and I don't beat myself up over it.
Yeah, water in the morning is crucial. I wrote a book called Hydrate ASAP, and it talks about the scientific evidence behind drinking water on an empty stomach first thing in the morning, and how it fuels your brain, in your case, increases in creativity, but it also detoxes the body, because you're fasting for 6 to 8 hours. You're fasting, you're not eating, you're prone to dehydration, and so having that fluid immediately in the body helps with eliminating the toxins that were built overnight in the body. So fantastic. I too have a glass of water first thing in the morning.
Sounds like you have a good morning routine then too.
We have to. Practice what you preach, and this is I do, and that's why I am having this show, to actually help everyone see that success leaves a trail. There's evidence that people don't wake up and they're successful. There are habits that are put in place. There are principles that are put in place, and they are practiced daily. And that starts with me, and it starts with my morning routine, as it starts with your morning routine. And for me, sometimes it's preparing the night before to plan out the day.
Yes, that's I really like the way that you frame that. I think if I had one thing to tell people, to tell your listeners, is not to let your mornings be the master of you. You be the master of your mornings and let your mornings work for you. I don't use an alarm clock anymore. I just automatically wake up in the mornings because I'm so excited to wake up and do my favorite things. And once you've established a morning routine that you love, you may be even able to get rid of that alarm clock. And there is actually one of my goals in life was to be able to wake up without ever having to hear that annoying alarm clock sound, and I'm there. Like I have achieved that one really big goal in my life through having this beautiful morning routine.
It helps with sleep. So your circadian clock has set in. It helps when you have an effective morning routine, because you will reap the results at bedtime as well, because you will rest and sleep better.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Deeper, better sleep. Miranda, I thank you for your time. This was a lot of fun. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing your story with us about your childhood trauma and dissociation, and how you heal from that and the need to seek for help and to expunge the whole notion that no therapy is necessary, people, the whole taboo mindset behind therapy. I thank you for opening up to our audience and that you are empowered, you know, being the fact that you were courageous enough to seek help has empowered you to live a better life, has empowered you to get control of your life and your time, it sounds like. And so thank you for your time and energy today.
Thank you for having me on the show. I'm really excited to share this with your listeners, and I hope that they are able to find something useful in it. But I do really appreciate your time today because I love talking about my morning routine.
It's a robust one. Tell us, how can we connect with you?
You can connect with me on Instagram. I have two different Instagram accounts depending on how you are interested in connecting. I have my primary main one where I share things about meditation and things about my dog mostly. And that is at Miranda and Violet. And then I also have my art page you can find at Violet Nerese Designs.
Violet is your dog's name?
Violet Nerese is her name, yes.
I just made the connection.
Yeah, I named it after her.
That's great. Okay, morning enthusiasts, you heard it from Miranda. You know where to get in touch with her. These will be linked on the show notes below, and I encourage you to reach out to her to check out her work. It is great stuff. You will be amazed at her her skills, her creativity. She just blossoms. It's great. Miranda, thank you again for the show. I will talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.